Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Meet the Brady Bunch from 1972.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour.
Gilligan's Island ran for three seasons on CBS from 1964 to 1967. It was a moderate hit during its run. The first season finished in the top 20, with each following season slipping further down in the ratings. It truly found more of an audience in its later years with syndication. But it was a big enough hit for creator and producer Sherwood Schwartz to take another shot at creating another show. And one day, inspiration struck. Here's Schwartz on METVLegends.org.
It came from an item in the LA Times. It was this big. It's five lines long, or so, maybe four, maybe six. And all it said was that year, I believe it was 1965, 30% of all marriages also included not just a couple, but a child from either one or both parents. Well, 30% is a tremendous percentage. It's not just a mother, father, and two kids, like Leave It to Beaver. This is a different situation developing. It's a huge sociological change.
Schwartz started writing a pilot script for a show tentatively titled Mine and Yours. Coincidentally, in 1968, a film with a similar premise and nearly the same title starring Henry Fonda and Lucille Ball called Yours, Mine, and Ours was a huge hit. And because of this, ABC decided to order 13 episodes of Schwartz's new series. Filming of the pilot, at that point titled The Brady Brood, began on Friday, October 4th, 1968. A little less than a year later, on September 26th, 1969, The Brady Brood, now retitled The Brady Bunch, premiered on ABC.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
The iconic Brady Bunch theme song was co-written by Sherwood Schwartz, along with Frank Duvall. Duvall also wrote theme songs for My Three Sons and Family Affair, in addition to being a four-time Academy Award-nominated film composer. During the first season of The Brady Bunch, the theme song was sung by a pop band called The Peppermint Trolley Company, with the later seasons being sung by the actors who played the Brady kids. And that theme song really lays it out for you. The show followed the lives of the Brady family. Mike Brady, played by Robert Reed, was a widowed architect who had three sons, Greg, Peter, and Bobby, played by Barry Williams, Christopher Knight, and Mike Lookinland.
Hi, honey. First a kiss, then a
Snow never fell before.
He's got a pretty good voice.
Yeah, just shows that talent is inherited.
Must have gotten it from my son.
Mike married Carol, played by Florence Henderson. And Carol had three daughters, Marcia, Jan, and Cindy, played by Maureen McCormick, Eve Plum, and Susan Olsen.
Are you sure Bobby took her?
Sure I am. He said he hated Kitty. I heard him say it lots of times. And she doesn't even have her bottle. She'll starve to death.
Come on. Where are we going?
We're gonna get that doll back.
Yeah.
They also had their housekeeper, Alice, played by Ann B. Davis, plus their dog, Tiger, who just kind of disappears after season two without ever mentioning him again. And in the pilot episode, there was also a cat named Fluffy, who also disappears and never appears again.
In the arms
though it would end up running for 117 episodes over five seasons, The Brady Bunch was actually not even a huge hit with audiences or critics. Much like Gilligan's Island, it found bigger success once it went into syndication. Over the years, many of the episodes have become famous, or infamous, depending on the viewer. There's Marsha getting hit in the face with a football, Johnny Bravo, and the one featuring former monkey Davy Jones.
You know, I'm sorry about the mess that you're in because of that letter I wrote to you.
Oh, no, it's my fault. I never should have promised I'd get you to sing at the prom.
Well, it's my fault, too. I promised you something in that letter. When is your prom?
Friday night.
Okay, Friday night it is.
Just 1 month after the Davy Jones episode, an episode aired titled Do Re Mi. In the episode, Greg is trying to earn money to make a record, and he forms a singing group with his brothers and sisters called the Brady Six. We see and hear the Brady Six rehearsing and performing throughout the episode, and again, despite the only moderate success the show had seen at that point, just a few months later, the Brady Kids would release an album in the real world. On April 17, 1972, Meet the Brady Bunch was released on Paramount Records.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
Track one is We'll Always Be Friends. The song was co-written by Danny Jansen, who is no stranger to bizarre albums. He was the producer of the Kurt Russell album from 1970. He may best be known for writing the theme song for another TV family singing group, The Partridge Family. We'll Always Be Friends was also released as a single, but it failed to chart. Day After Day is up next. It was originally released 1 year prior by Badfinger from their album Straight Up. The song became Badfinger's biggest hit, peaking at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. Badfinger's version was produced by George Harrison, who also played slide guitar on the song. No Beatles were harmed in the making of the Brady Bunch version.
I remember.
Baby, I'ma Want You is another song that had been released a year prior from an album of the same name, released by the soft rock band Bread. It was one of Bread's highest charting singles, peaking at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in November of 1971.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Though the album is called Meet the Brady Bunch, it only features the Brady kids. The Brady parents, played by Robert Reed and Florence Henderson, both had Broadway backgrounds, but they're nowhere to be found here. Some of the kids did have a bit of a musical background. Mike Lookinland, who played Bobby, had folk singer parents, and Susan Olsen, who played Cindy, had sung in the 1968 Elvis movie, The Trouble with Girls.
Next, please.
Tulip, a sweet yellow tulip, and I wore a big red.
I Believe in You is up next. A few months after the release of this album, this song would appear on a short-lived animated spin-off called The Brady Kids. Much like this album, the adults were nowhere to be found on The Brady Kids, which ran for 22 episodes.
I believe in love and music. I believe in you. Money and fame is a game for losers. All I need is you. The ugly feeling, happy feelings. No more reason for believing now. I believe in you and me. Yeah, I believe in you. You gave me something to believe in. Now I believe in you.
Up next, the Brady Kids take on the Don McLean classic, American Pie. In 2017, Don McLean's original recording was selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or artistically significant. Side one closes with a song that actually appeared on the show, Time to Change. It was featured in the season 3 episode Do Re Mi that I had mentioned earlier. While the Brady Kids were rehearsing to record Greg's song, Peter's voice begins to change. They take a vote on whether or not to let Peter still record with them, but eventually Greg gets an idea for a new song that would incorporate Peter's voice cracking. In the real world, this song was also released as a single, but it didn't chart. It also features vocal solos from Barry Williams, a.k.a. Greg, and Maureen McCormick, a.k.a. Marcia. A few years later, Barry Williams would release a couple of singles under his own name. And in 1980, Maureen McCormick sang backing vocals for Eddie Money on his single, Get a Move On. And just a little fun side note here, 1 week prior to the release of the episode that debuted Time to Change, David Bowie released his single, Changes.
You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change.
Side 2 begins with a cover of Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, which, 1 year prior, was the debut single by Lobo and peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart. There are a couple of other Danny Jansen co-writes on this album, and all of these were co-written with the album's producer, Jackie Mills. Jackie Mills had started his music career as a jazz drummer, playing with greats like Dizzy Gillespie and Benny Goodman, among others. He later moved into producing work, where he would work with artists such as Elmer Bernstein, Frankie Avalon, Billie Holiday, and the aforementioned Davy Jones. The album's closer, We Can Make the World a Whole Lot Brighter, is the song that got us here. It's the song that Greg Brady first wrote in the Do Re Mi episode that he was going to record until Peter's voice began to change.
And maybe we can make the world a whole lot brighter. We can make the love a little
Someone sure hit a clinker.
Everybody has to try to
All right, Dee, quit the clowning.
That was clowning.
Oh, that was worse than a clinker.
That was a clunker.
In reality, the song was written by Michael Gately and Robert John. Robert John would go on to have a number one hit in 1979 with the song Sad Eyes. We Can Make the World a Whole Lot Brighter is also another song that appeared on the Brady Kids animated series.
The town is newly renovated. All the paintings been updated. And everything is looking brighter now. We all can make a dark day lighter. We all can make the whole world brighter. And here's the Brady Kids to tell us how.
Come take a stand.
Billboard reviewed this album in the April 29th, 1972 issue, writing, "Ask any 9-year-old. This LP is going to be a big hit. I Just Want to Be Your Friend and Ain't It Crazy are probably the key tunes here, but semi-choral versions of American Pie and Me and You and a Dog Named Boo also stand out. The TV show of the Brady Bunch will be the key sales impetus here." But that's not quite what happened. The album did make a brief appearance on the charts, peaking at just number 108 on the Billboard Top LPs and Tapes chart. In 1996, the album would finally get a CD release, and it's currently streaming on Spotify. But this actually wasn't even the first Brady Bunch album. Back in 1970, Paramount Records released Merry Christmas from the Brady Bunch. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.
You what? Saw a tiger? Where? Hold on. Hey, everyone, Steve saw a tiger. Steve saw a tiger.